It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Xander Alloy. This morning, we explore the concept of the West Virginia Mountaineer.
Putting on the outfit and feeling, you know, just this almost magical kind of transformation that I'm both myself, but I'm also this sort of symbol of the state.
But the Mountaineer is not just a sports mascot. We'll learn more in just a moment. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Xander Alloy. Just before breaking for the holidays, U.S. senators unanimously passed a bill seeking to increase accountability among healthcare providers for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. As Emily Allen reports, the bill was sponsored by West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin.
In Senate Bill 221, VA centers are required to report major medical errors committed by their healthcare providers to the appropriate federal and state officials. Manchin, a Democrat, says the bill was a response to a federal report in 2017. It found VA centers were failing to report significant problems committed by staff, making it easier for people to find jobs in different states without consequence. Senate Bill 221 is waiting on the U.S. House for the next vote. In December, Manchin introduced another veterans' health-related bill with West Virginia's other senator, Shelley Moore Capito, a Republican. That bill was in response to an ongoing investigation by the Inspector General into the VA hospital at Clarksburg. In August, the inspector's office announced it was looking into at least 11 suspicious deaths of veterans. Capito and Manchin's bill aims to increase transparency in VA healthcare centers and hospitals. The Senate has yet to vote on this bill. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.
West Virginia University's mascot, the Mountaineer, is a big deal in the state. In fact, fans are called Mountaineer Nation. West Virginians have long identified with the mascot as it symbolizes independence, strength, curiosity, and a true frontiersman attitude. And the mascot is unique. It's one of only a few university mascots without a foam head, where you can actually see the face of the person and hear him or her speak. Our Folklife reporter Caitlin Tan takes a closer look at what makes the Mountaineer such an important symbol of the university and the state.
That's the sound of WVU fans cheering and the Mountaineer mascot's rifle firing. And a lot goes into that bang. There's 86 years of tradition. On a football game day, the Mountaineer stampedes down the field, rallying the crowd. The mascot wears a tan leather buckskin shirt and pants with long fringes that flap in the wind. There's a raccoon skin hat with a bushy tail and beady eyes, knee-high moccasins, and a bison horn that holds the black powder, the ammunition for that rifle. Among a cheering crowd of 60,000 fans and a stadium with a giant screen is a Mountaineer who looks like he stepped straight out of the 1800s Appalachian frontier. Here's Timmy Eads. He's the current Mountaineer.
Growing up in West Virginia, you're instilled with that Mountaineer pride at a very young age.
The mascot was officially recognized in the state in 1934. There are no top-tier pro sports teams in the state, so the vast majority of sport fans rally around the Mountaineer. And this mascot doesn't look like a cartoon. It's a person, someone who can talk. Rosemary Hathaway is the author of the soon-to-be-released book Mountaineers Are Always Free. She says former Mountaineers she interviewed all say it's more than a mascot for them.
Putting on the outfit and feeling, you know, just this almost magical kind of transformation that I'm both myself, but I'm also this sort of symbol of the state.
And becoming the Mountaineer is a rigorous process. One has to be able to handle a gun, take a full class load, be a good public speaker, be willing to travel across the country, and have the energy to serve as a role model daily and be able to represent not only the university, but West Virginia as a whole. Gene Watring started making the Mountaineer rifle last year. His father, Marvin Watring, made rifles for the university for more than 40 years before he passed away in 2018. Gene says growing up, he watched many Mountaineers come in and out of his father's shop.
They were little kids dreaming about being a Mountaineer. And, you know, they're here now, and they're growing through it. And I think they have to mature in the role because it's a big responsibility.
In just about 6 months, Timmy has attended over 250 events as the Mountaineer. That's everything from elementary school visits to sports games to hospitals to rural hauler communities. He says he wears his buckskins almost every day. And one can tell. The leather has darkened, the creases look permanent, there's a musky smell. It's a little rough around the edges.
What I was told by former mountaineers to do, if you come home and you're absolutely drenched in sweat, or if it's starting to, you know, you're starting to catch an odor, just freeze it and freeze the entire thing. And what that does is the freezer will help kill the bacteria and helps it not smell so bad.
Each mountaineer keeps their buckskins at the end of their reign. Gary Nebel has been hand-stitching deer hides together to create the mountaineer outfit. He's been doing it since the 1980s. All of his work is in the style of pre-1840s.
We even make some of the buttons. We roll the buttons, leather buttons, or we'll put antler buttons on them.
Gary isn't from West Virginia, nor has he ever lived in the state. He lives in Indiana, but the university sought him out to make the outfit, and that's just how rare this skill set is. Gary says hand-making these buckskin outfits, much like our Appalachian ancestors did, is a knowledge that is also dwindling.
Well, when I'm gone, I don't know who'll take it over. I don't know whether my son will do it or not.
But he doesn't plan to retire anytime soon. Gene Watring, the new maker of the Mountaineer rifle, is someone who did take over his dad's business. His dad, Marvin, made 949 black powder rifles. Gene is on number 9. The Mountaineer uses a 45 caliber Kentucky long rifle, a weapon developed in the early 1700s. Gene says it's a primitive technology, and the pressure of making the WVU rifle is huge.
It's not just the Mountaineer. It's like all of Mountaineer Nation. If the rifle doesn't go boom, a lot of people are upset.
In a football game, the rifle is shot easily dozens of times, with a stadium and thousands of fans at home watching. The Mountaineer rifle Gene made this year is striking. It's a dark maple brown. It's about 4 feet long, and there's a gold metal hand-carved emblem in the shape of West Virginia on the side. Underneath, in gold metal, are the words, "Country roads, take me."
And I leave the state as the implied home. Like I said, I had to do maybe 5 of them to get the state and get the arc right and get the words to fit in there.
And on the other side is the distinctive flying WV. The letters almost look painted on.
I took coal and crushed it up and put it in a resin and then molded it in there. Yeah. Coal's just a big, it's part of West Virginia.
The WVU rifle is passed down each year to the new Mountaineer. It's only replaced every 5 or 6 years. These days, the Mountaineer typically has a big, bushy beard, although prior to the 70s, that wasn't the case. Rosemary Hathaway, the author of the upcoming Mountaineer book, says beards were seen as being unkempt and represented someone who has radical politics. In fact, the Mountaineer statue at WVU doesn't have a beard. And 2 women have been the Mountaineer, Natalie Tennant in 1990 and Rebecca Durst in 2009. Rosemary says the beard was used as an argument for not having a female as the mascot.
In their minds, I think, you know, you're not being sexist, right? Because you just can't grow a beard, so you can't be the Mountaineer. But I think it really was just kind of a cover for, you know, just sort of feeling like a woman shouldn't be the Mountaineer for a whole lot of other reasons. And not having a beard was just the easiest thing to point to.
And that brings up another point. In the 86 years since the mascot was officially recognized, there hasn't been a person of color in the role. Granted, over 75% of WVU's population is white, but there are certainly students of color. And only one person of color has ever applied. Rosemary says the women who were the Mountaineer faced a lot of backlash, and that could be intimidating for any minority student who is thinking of applying.
You know, I don't know what the reaction would be, whether people would be cool about it, or at least, you know, sort of feel like, well, it'd be politically incorrect for me to say something about that, so I'm just going to keep my mouth shut, or whether it would really, there would be just out and out kind of racist response to it.
The mascot application states that, quote, the Mountaineer Mascot Selection Committee and the Mountaineer Advisory Committee do not discriminate on the basis of race, sex, age, disability, veteran status, religion, sexual orientation, color, or national origin. Timmy Eads will pass the rifle that Gene made to the new Mountaineer this spring. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan in Morgantown.
North Carolina's Mandolin Orange brings us our Mountain Stage Song of the Week, The Wolves, from this week's Encore broadcast, recorded in Morgantown, West Virginia, with WVU Arts and Entertainment in January 2019.
At my gate I'll always greet you, at my door you're welcome in. There can be no transgression as a means to an end. 'Cause on the wind the wolves are howling, open arms are closed in fear. Helping hands are clenched in anger, broken hearts beyond repair. And everything's so great, can't get better. Makes me want to cry, but I'll go out howling at the moon tonight. There she stands, tall and light, with her keen and watchful eye, and the heart of a mother, holding out her guide-light. It's a hard road to travel, this old rock from end to end. The sun, it rises on her brow and sets upon the great expanse. And everything's so great, can't get better. It makes me want to cry, but I'll go out howling at the moon tonight. Stands tall and mighty, her gaze facing the east, and at her back our doors are closing as we grin and bare our teeth. On the wind the wolves are howling, she cries they're drawing near. Well, turn around, my darling, no, the wolves are here. Everything's so great, can't get better. Makes me wanna cry, but I'll go out now.
That was our Mountain Stage Song of the Week, The Wolves, from Mandolin Orange. To hear more live music from the Mountain Stage, tune in Friday and Saturday nights at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our Appalachia Health News project is made possible with support from CAMC and Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, Eric Douglas, Corey Nollinger, Emily Allen, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Xander Alloy.